This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you don't miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Hear now the news, and there is a lot of it, for January 11th, 2023. And it's all very positive, which is it's wild. Confirming what we shared here at WDWNT back in November, Disney has announced that the Tron Light Cycle Run, presented by Enterprise, will indeed open at the Magic Kingdom during the first week of April, on April 4th, 2023, to be exact. The story of Tron Light Cycle Run picks up after Tron Legacy, where Kevin's son, Sam Flynn, has opened a second gateway into the digital world of the grid. The first portal was built at Shanghai Disneyland with the original Tron Light Cycle Power Run, which opened with the park in 2016. When guests enter the queue at Magic Kingdom, they'll feel as if they've been digitized and transported to the grid for a special light cycle race. It's your Team Blue against the grid's menacing programs, Team Orange. Your goal is to be the first to race through 8 energy gates and secure victory. Attraction will be one of the fastest roller coasters at any Disney theme park in the world. Before the attraction officially opens, cast members will be the first to enter the grid during special previews. Annual pass holders and eligible Disney Vacation Club members will receive previews as well. More details will be shared on those at a later date. Do keep in mind, though, very important, no more Magic Kingdom park passes are available for annual pass holders now on April 4th. I mean, certainly more could become available, but it is currently grayed out, meaning it's completely booked for Incredi and Sorcerer pass holders. Those are the only pass holders that can get in that week, as it's a blockout week for the Pirate and Pixie Dust passes. April 4th will also be the day after Happily Ever After returns to the Magic Kingdom. Passes are still available for April 3rd at this time. I guess I spoiled the next story because fan favorite nighttime spectacular Happily Ever After returns in an updated form to the Magic Kingdom on April 3rd, featuring all new projections down Main Street, USA. Disney Enchantment will be offered through April 2nd. Disney Enchantment replaced Happily Ever After on October 1st, 2021 for the 50th anniversary. Of course, many guests expressed disappointment in the new show, mostly because it didn't celebrate the 50th, and then some people just didn't think it was as good as Happily Ever After was. Eventually, the original version of the show, Enchantment, was replaced with the updated version, which does include some nods to Walt and Roy. Nonetheless, people are still pretty lukewarm on the show overall, and the decision has still been made at this point to bring back an updated, if you want to say new version, of Happily Ever After in the spring. Of course, Happily first debuted back in 2017 at the Magic Kingdom. It replaced Wishes, which for some people was very controversial. That was another beloved fireworks show. Happily did build its own fan base that was just as strong, if not stronger, than Wishes regardless. I know there are a few Disney Enchantment fans out there, but I don't think that fandom quite rivals the size of the Wishes or the Happily Ever After group. So there you go, Happily Ever After, new and improved, hopefully improved, knock on wood, coming April 3rd. Also on April 3rd, who could have seen this coming? Epcot Forever will be back after Harmonious Ends to bridge, and it'll bridge the gap between that show and the new Disney 100 show that will launch later this year at Epcot. The infamous Harmonious Barges will also be removed before the new show is ready. That has been confirmed by Disney. So I know we have been talking about that for months on here already, and so many of you commented and said, Tom, I just don't believe you. I can't believe they're going to throw these barges out. It is now confirmed. You can now fully believe it. I know it seemed too good to be true, and you didn't want to believe that things could be this different under new management and in the Walt Disney Company, but apparently they can be. Things, don't worry, he can't hurt us anymore. He's long gone. But yeah, the Harmonious Barges will be gone. Of course, some people like the Harmonious show. Some people don't. I don't think it was as disliked as Enchantment was. But nonetheless, I think everyone agreed that the fountain, the fountains, they were supposed to be fountains during the day. The barges never worked out during the day. They just looked really bad. And so I think everyone agrees that it's for the best that those things get on out of here and we return World Showcase Lagoon to its former state. Can the good news continue? It sure can. Walt Disney World has walked back their parking fees at resort hotels. No more. Guests with valid reservations will now receive free self-parking effective immediately. Self-parking was free at the Walt Disney World Resort Hotel. This sounds almost like a joke. From 1971 until 2018. It's true, though. One of the perks of staying at an on-site hotel was that theme park self-parking was included. It still is, of course, but then they started charging for parking at your hotel. The policy was enacted on March 21st, 2018, requiring guests to pay for overnight parking per night at all of the Disney-owned resort hotels at Walt Disney World Resort. Again, theme park parking remained complimentary. Disney Vacation Club members, guests staying on points, did not have to pay for parking, and guests were charged initially between $13 and $24 a night. In June of 2019, they raised that to $15 a night at Value Resorts, $20 at Moderates, $25 at Deluxe and Deluxe Villa Resorts, and guests at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground did receive complimentary parking for one vehicle. This, I know it's such a bigger deal to people probably. Tron opening and fireworks shows coming back and all these other things. This, to me, is the thing. This is the thing that led to the downfall of Bob Chapek. And I know he went on to make bigger and grander and more spectacular idiotic mistakes in his time. This was the moment where I think people, we had already sort of seen the writing on the wall and didn't really like the guy to that point or the decisions he was making. When they kicked in the overnight parking was when we were like, okay, this is getting out of hand now. And I think that was when, for a lot of the public, they started to catch on too. And I think that was sort of the beginning of creating that character. And it wasn't really a character. I mean, enough stories have come out at this point. We know a lot about the guy. But it began to create that character for the public, and he started to become known as that kind of guy. And the company and the parks division specifically began to get that, people began to believe that nickel and dime thing and that, oh, they only want money and they're squeezing guests. And it's a horrible reputation. They know that the most expensive day ever shirts came around and all that stuff. And it just was bad news. And so I think I have to believe that as soon as that guy was out the door, I think Josh D'Amaro and anyone and everyone probably looked at each other, was like, the first thing we're going to do is get rid of that stupid parking fee. And I think this was a big olive branch. This was a, you know, we know things got rough for a while. Let's start to set things back on the previous path. And this is the one for me that solidifies that. This is the thing that I think felt the most un-Disney, and bravo to everyone behind this for reversing this. It needed to happen. And I am beyond ecstatic. I'm sure all of you are as well. This is a beautiful thing. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. They'll be happy to book your hotel where you don't have to pay for parking. Wild. Oh, no, we got more, folks. Walt Disney World annual pass holders will soon be able to visit the parks after 2 p.m. on afternoons without a reservation. Quote, beginning in the next few months, Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. without needing a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom Park. Pass blockout dates will continue to apply like they do today. And while the theme park reservation system remains important to manage attendance in our parks, especially on busier days, we realize our pass holders enjoy more spontaneous visits. And this change will make that possible. Pass holders will also receive access to Disney PhotoPass lenses and one complimentary Cinderella Castle Mural of Memories experience. I don't know. It's nice. It's something. I don't know. It's not what I want, but it's something they're giving us, right? They will share a start date with pass holders soon for these offerings when they become available, as well as information about a new offering that is planned where you can create and share short Disney-themed video slideshows with favorite photos from your theme park visits. Again, another olive branch this time to the pass holders, right, who maybe don't stay on property, and that parking fee thing doesn't mean anything to them. This is nice. It's a nice thing to do. And we're talking about Josh D'Amaro. Josh D'Amaro gave an interview with the New York Times, which was published moments after all these announcements went out, these changes. which included bringing back the free parking and easing reservation requirements. A lot of them at Disneyland, too. Talk about those on Disneyland News Today this week, all well-received by fans. Some applauded the changes as a result of the return of CEO Bob Iger, who took over when Chapek was fired in November. But DeMauro was quick to disagree and take a little credit for his decisions. Quote, this is not necessarily about a change in leadership, DeMauro said. I have a lot of face-to-face conversations with guests when I'm walking the parks, and I read a lot of their comments online. Quote, if you move a tree, if you change a procedure, if you start asking for reservations, that's a big deal to our guests, he added. They care. They really, really care. And if people care that much, then I have an obligation to listen and, when appropriate, to make some changes and modifications. Of course, frequent WDWNT readers may notice those sentiments echo sound bites from Chapek last year. The former CEO made comments about needing to listen to the audience and observed how fans notice if they move a churro cart. But of course, DeMauro, of course, reportedly also almost quit during Chapek's stint as CEO. But it's funny how they're similar comments, but one person actually has made changes that, you know, are positive for guests and the other didn't. So I like that DeMauro's taking credit for it. I will say this, like everyone has seen the photos and the videos of DeMauro stopping and talking to people. And yeah, he takes pictures and stuff, but he also has conversations. And I never felt comfortable mentioning this during Chapek's run as CEO because he was a vindictive, nasty man. I'll talk about it now. I've stopped and talked to Josh on a couple of occasions in the parks, and he'll always ask how things are going in the parks. And that's how he is with every guest. It's not because I'm who I am. It's the way he is with everybody. And I love that. I love that. And I understand, as someone who lives, eats, and breathes this thing, and I am in parks most of the year, whether it's here, California, wherever, you know when you do it this much for a living, that the only way to understand how a park operates and what guests like and what they don't is to be there and kind of hear them say it, right? And that's the moment I ran into Josh once. He didn't have a handler. He was just walking through Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom. We just bumped into each other in the middle of Fantasyland and just had a conversation. I was like, that guy does not need to be just walking around. No, you know, predecessors of his, people below him, do not do this. They're supposed to, they should, but they don't. They don't just go check in and walk around and see what's going on and talk to people. And that's when I started to have a good feeling about this guy. That was the moment where I was like, there wasn't a planned thing. He wasn't out there to show off. He was just out doing his job. And so these reversals in procedures, these changes, and everything else we've seen from D23 Expo to now that he's had the job for a little while and the CEO has changed, We are moving in the right direction. And I know there's still some things where some of us feel we're kind of not, right? So in the interview, he does go on to talk about the Genie product. Quote, we believe in the Genie product, which has been incredibly popular, but we're going to continue to look at ways to add more value, said DeMauro. Of course, past earnings calls have revealed that approximately 50% of Disney World guests purchased Genie Plus, which includes those lightning lanes. You know, I don't think we're ever going back on paid FastPass. I just think we aren't. The whole industry and the whole world has accepted that. Even Tokyo's doing it. I think that has gone too far over the ledge at this point. We're just going to have to live with that one, right? That being said, if there's a standby line also offered, you have an option. It's a thing. I know. Maybe everything isn't going to go back to the way it was before, but things can certainly be better. And so I know, want to be fair and say, yes, there was a comment that's very clear that it's clear park reservations probably aren't going away. They're going to ease up on them a little bit. It's also clear the paid FastPass not going away either. So let us know in the comments, do those things need to go away for you? Or if all these other things change and more changes of that nature come about, will it restore some of your faith? Will you be happy to spend your money with Disney again? Let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear what people think that aren't me. The 2023 Epcot International Festival of the Arts kicks off on Friday, January 13th. We, of course, will be there. The boards displaying the full menus with prices are now in place around the park. You can read them all with their prices at WDWNT.com. Check them out ahead of time. Get ready. We, of course, will have reviews of all the new items and those returning beginning on Friday in a video here on the channel and in posts on the website. Sticking with the festival, Disney announced new Figment magic shots and other photo ops coming to the festival beginning Friday and going through February 20th. You can find these magic shots at the following locations. There's Figment Wings at most Disney Photo Pass locations at Epcot, the Figment chalk art at the main entrance to the park and near the entrance to World Showcase under the monorail beam. Figment flying is at most Photo Pass locations at Epcot. The Tiny World Magic Shot Festival of the Arts Edition is a 360-degree shot near the main entrance of the park, now available both during the day and after dark. It's getting a bright splash of color during the festival. There's also a paintbrush prop and magic shot. And after 6 p.m. at the main entrance of the park, a photographer can offer you a special prop that creates a beautiful light painting magic shot when your photo appears in your gallery. I like that one. That's pretty cool. The Pixel Stick is when the sun goes down, the famous Pixel Stick will emerge. This has been a festival highlight since the first year. You can bask in the glow of the light while a photographer creates a painting around you. Every photo taken through this method is a completely unique work of art. It's available near the Creation Shop on the pathway to World Showcase. These photo ops are in addition to the step-in photo ops inspired by famous artworks that have been featured annually at the event. Disneyland Paris has announced the return of the Disney Dreams Nighttime Spectacular. It's part of the 30th anniversary grand finale celebration. If you thought the big news was over, man, we're just getting to Europe. The show will return on April 12th. Crack myself up. Show will return on April 12th for nightly performances at Disneyland Paris following Disney Delight, the drone show. No end date for the show has been announced, but the 30th anniversary offerings will end officially on September 30th. It's unknown if Disney Dreams is included with those closures. Of course, Disney Dreams received one of the highest satisfaction ratings since the opening of the resort in 1992. It launched in 2012 as part of the resort's 20th anniversary, using what was then groundbreaking technology, including the Second Star laser installed inside the castle. It was replaced by Disney Illuminations in 2017, and I can hear people at home booing as I say the name of that show. The 2023 version of Disney Dreams will see the rooftops of Sleeping Beauty Castle decked out with LED technology that lights up in sync with the show's soundtrack. An additional upgrade to the show's technical equipment includes the installation of energy-efficient laser video projectors, which will make it possible to reduce energy use by 50%. I know the show's already very long. I'm going to stop again. This is the thing. This is one of those Disney park things I missed, and I have been praying and hoping would come back and I'd ever get to see it. I am absolutely going to have to get out there next summer to see this. Everyone says it's one of the best nighttime shows they've ever seen. It's fantastic. I absolutely am coming to see this. I have to. It's a Disney bucket list item for me. Very excited. Continuing with the grand finale news, a new Avengers Power the Night drone show, and projection show for that matter, is coming to Walt Disney Studios Paris. The studio's park will host the show from January 28th through May 8th of 2023. It'll be the first nighttime drone show dedicated to the Marvel superheroes in a Disney park. That's very specific, though. Featuring music, lights, pyrotechnic effects, and video projections, Avengers Power the Night will use 500 drones to form icons representing the powers of iconic superheroes, including Captain America, Captain Marvel, Scarlet Witch, and for the first time at Disneyland Paris, Shang-Chi. An Avengers drone show, of course, was performed during the grand opening weekend for Avengers Campus. The new show will perform similar effects with the drones, but also involve projections onto the Tower of Terror. It'll feature some of the most iconic Marvel scores that have been specially reorchestrated with a symphony orchestra composed of more than 70 musicians at the famous Abbey Road Studios in London. The laser projections that will be used are energy efficient as part of the initiative to reduce energy consumption at the parks. Keep mentioning that. That's in every press release. It's very important at Disneyland Paris and to the French audience. That's why it keeps getting said. Meanwhile, It's a Small World at Disneyland Paris will reopen in the spring after its very long extended refurbishment. It was an opening day attraction at the park, which began welcoming guests in 1992. The park is celebrating its 30th anniversary, but the ride has been closed since November of 2021. It was expected to reopen in November of 2022, but the refurbishment was extended. This does keep happening where they keep refurbishing these older rides at Disneyland Paris, and so many years of neglect from the years where they weren't doing so well. It turns out once you get in there, things are a little rougher than you thought. I think Pirates, Phantom Manor, Big Thunder, I think all of those got extended. Correct me if I'm wrong. But those all ended up longer than they originally were going to be. So this is not shocking. An exact reopening date has not yet been announced. The refurbishment work will address the outdoor facade and several technical upgrades inside as well. Shanghai Disney Resort has released the first images of the completed Donald's Dine and Delights Bistro, located in Disneytown at the resort. A statue of Donald greets guests at the restaurant's entrance. The bistro is surrounded with frosted glass windows, and stained glass images of Donald and his pals line the interior of the restaurant. A domed mural on the ceiling will also depict Donald and his friends. The restaurant will serve freshly baked specialty pizza, over-the-top milkshakes, and rich sundaes in a variety of flavors, and whimsical desserts in a charming Parisian-style garden setting. Several of the dishes, especially the desserts, are served on plates with figures of Donald helping to create the treats. Those aren't edible. Hope people know. The milkshakes are topped with images of Daisy, Donald, Chippendale, Goofy, and Donald's nephews. Donald is even burnt onto pieces of bread. The steak is served with a Donald-shaped dollop of butter. Donald's Dine and Delights will open in mid-January. What a cute restaurant. Traditional character meet and greets have returned to Hong Kong Disneyland as there are no longer physical distancing requirements between characters and guests. The Disney Magical Kingdom blog on Twitter shared the news. They included a photo of a guest meeting Aurora with no distance between them. The return of traditional character meet and greets come after Hong Kong Disneyland recently removed many COVID-19 related requirements for entering the region. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it into today's show, which believe it or not, some didn't despite the length of the episode, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
This is Disney Entertainment News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more. New episodes drop every Tuesday on WDWNT.TV.